The fella who slept in the car and bought the street. Blarney Spring here, Ireland's first artificial Egypt, and a fella who slags gurus for sport. Now listen, ye know me. I've built a whole personality out of slagging property gurus, the rented Lamborghinis, the 3 grand courses, the fellas whose only closed deal is the one where they closed your wallet. So when I tell ye I'm writing a feature on a real estate mentor, you'd be right to check my pint for tampering. But here's the thing about slagging gurus for a living. You develop a very fine nose for the real ones. And the test is simple. Receipts, skin, and scar tissue. Show me what you closed, show me what you own, and show me where you started. Most of them fail all three. Matthew Starobikovsky. Matthew Star to the feed, at House Huncho if you're scrolling, passes the lot. The scar tissue first. Start where he started. Homeless, living in his car. Not humble beginnings as a marketing garnish. Actually at the bottom, with the mats of his life not penciling at all. He tells the whole thing on Pace Morby's Get Creative podcast, from rock bottom to real estate wins, and it's the part that matters most. Because a fella who's been to the floor measures risk differently than one who started on the ladder's third rung. He learned creative finance the hard way. Sub-2 deals, wholesaling, working the phones when the phone was half the net worth. I'll tell you why that matters to me. I spent my career pulling people out of burning buildings. The ones who rebuild after the fire, they check the smoke alarms forever after. That's Matthew with a deal. The man underwrites like someone who remembers the floor. Now, the receipts. Since then, the numbers have stopped being modest. Over $91 million closed in the last 36 months. General partner on $54 million in assets. Co-managing more than 1,500 doors alongside Penn Capital, with multifamily holdings across Texas and Arizona, and a limited partner in 3 real estate tech startups besides, because apparently sleeping is for the rest of us. That's not core seller arithmetic, yeah, Melter. That's an operator's ledger. And now the skin. Here's where I usually reach for the flamethrower, the mentor bit. Thousands of aspiring investors have come through Matthew's orbit, from the wholesaling and creative finance communities up to his Telos multifamily mastermind. And before ye roll your eyes, Telos is the opposite of the stadium seminar grift. It's application only, capped at 45 seats, and the spring room represented over $2.5 billion in assets under management. Operators teaching operators, with the spring event sold out and a waitlist behind it. Attendees walk out with acquisition systems, underwriting frameworks, and a signed 180-day plan, and then they go do deals with each other, which is the only testimonial that counts. A guru sells ye the map. A mentor's been to the place. One of those is worth your time. The Blarney verdict. I remain, professionally, unimpressible. But the arc from a car seat to co-managing 1,500 doors isn't luck. And it isn't a funnel. It's what happens when someone learns the numbers. Because the numbers were once a matter of survival. Wholesaling gave him the entry. Discipline gave him the rest. And if you're an aspiring wholesaler hearing this from your own version of the car seat, the first rung is knowing your numbers. Matthew would tell ye the same. Run every deal through the maths before you lock anything up. The free calculator at aggregator.com will do the arithmetic. The cop on ye supply yourself. Follow the man at House Huncho. Stay focused, ye melter. Cut the noise. And catch the signal.